number two, please.
From the Interim Director of Human Resources, relative to reclassification of existing positions, reallocations of non-represented positions, advancements within the pay range, and all revisions to executive compensation positions, recommendations to be implemented unless supervisors object.
Any comments or questions by the committee? We could start, I'm sorry, with Ms. Richards. I have to learn the procedure.
Yes. Good morning, Mr. Chair and Supervisors. We have one reclassification for your information this morning. This is a position that was originally created in the 2011 budget. After further discussions with IMSD and the Zoo, the position is more appropriately classified as Network Technical Specialist 2 Zoo, pay range 41.
Supervisor Lipson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Where would I find the pay range, the complete list of pay ranges? Because some of the reports show the ranges and some do not. So when I'm looking, when I'm trying to understand that and you're not with me, where do I look?
The complete list can be found on DHI's homepage.
Okay.
Under job classification.
All right. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, we can get that information if you desire. It is also
on. It's online. That's I'm not tech savvy enough to find that. Then.
Ooh.
Thank you.
You young people are good on it.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My question, Ms. Richards, would be on the reallocation report. I know the new duties. We went supervisors, assistant chief, airport, and five different positions were changing. Am I reading this right? It's current year's 4,000, subsequent year. So we're talking over $23,000 per year each as far as a raise is concerned?
This is correct. This is a new pay range. In fact, this item is fully addressed on the agenda in terms of a ordinance change as to how.
That's coming up later, though.
It's going to be coming up later. But this pay range was created especially for the assistant chief of airport and firefighters.
Okay, I did read the change letter, so maybe we could have some comments on it, Mr. Chair. So
yes, okay. Mr. Bloom, please.
Would you like me to address now, sir?
Absolutely, please.
Right. I would think so. Yeah.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and Supervisors. I'm Terry Blue, Deputy Airport Director for Operations and Maintenance at the airport. A little bit of backstory on this, and it does touch on agenda item I think it is as well, the request for an ordinance change.
Yes.
Historically, we had chief and assistant chief levels in the fire department, and below that were captains and firefighters. In November of 2009, a 2010 adopted budget initiative was to create deputy chiefs that would replace the captains, essentially moving the 24/7 365 management role into management, where it currently is in labor. We later learned that according to WRC rules, one fire station, one level of supervision below the chief. So last May, before this committee, we reclassified our assistant chief, our training officer, and these three new deputy chief positions into one role, the assistant chief of airport rescue and firefighting. It was set at a 40-hour-a-week pay grade, working 2,080 hours, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 kind of deal. It was done essentially as a first step, knowing Ms. Richards' predecessor, I think, smarter than I knew that there's going to be another step coming, and that other step that we knew about was the ordinance change. One of the big things that doesn't jump at you in your question, Supervisor, is the positions are currently at 2,080 hours. They are moving to a 2,700-hour-a-year schedule that will be 24/7, 365. So that also factors into the pay grade bump. Pay grade does also set in such that it will be at a level above what the prospective candidates are immediately, so that we can inspect the talent pool. Okay.
It's always helpful to have an org chart when we look at these kinds of things, because you say that these positions are moving. And I know some history being part of the committee before and understanding you need some management and the extra hours and pay is going to go up. The other question I would have, and I guess I would ask for myself, maybe for the whole committee, that we'd get an org chart on this to see exactly what's going on, how this fits in. It's always good to have something in front of you to see. And also, my other question would be, please, that... So is this $150,000 then absorbed? Is this something where, is there any, we moved any other positions around so we're saving some money, or is this another $150,000 that we'll be spending, or the airport will be spending?
Mr. Chair,
it's all our money, though.
Yeah. Yes, zero tax levy does come out of the airport. It's the 2010 budget did stipulate that once these positions are set and completely funded, the old fire captain positions are abolished.
No, that's the key. Okay. That helps in my recollection, too. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome. Any other questions for Mr. Blue before we move on? Thank you.